The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen. April 27, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had responded to an automated message telling them there had been fraudulent transactions in their bank account. Before realizing the call was a scam, the complainant followed a link and provided the password allowing access to their bank account by the scammer. The bank was contacted, and the account was frozen before any loss of funds. Bank cards were changed, and Equifax notified. Police advised complainant regarding possible future scam artists. April 29, 5200 block of 2nd Avenue. Complainant reported the attempted theft overnight of the catalytic converter on their vehicle. Only one end of the converter was cut and has since been repaired. No witnesses or CCTV available. April 29, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they received a text stating something was wrong with their debit card. They then clicked on the link provided and entered their debit information and later found a large sum of money was transferred from their account. The bank was informed and the account frozen. Police provided a file number in order for the bank to investigate the fraud with the transaction still being in progress. Police advised complainant to contact TransUnion and Equifax. April 29, 4900 block of 2nd Avenue. Complainant reported the theft of the catalytic converter from their vehicle parked in their driveway. When the complainant heard a loud noise, they turned on the outside lights and the thieves fled in a vehicle. Police flooded the area, but were unable to locate the suspect vehicle. April 30, 5400 block of 4th Avenue. Complainant reported the theft, sometime over the past 2 days, of the catalytic converter from their vehicle parked in the driveway. No witnesses or surveillance video. Approximate damage $800. Complainant agreed to install cameras and motion floodlights. Ladner. April 28, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had answered a job posting on Facebook and provided a fraudster with $1,000 in Apple gift cards for which they received 2 checks for $500 as compensation. The complainant realized they were the victim of fraud when they found the checks could not be deposited due to insufficient funds. Police will investigate upon receipt of further information from the complainant. April 29, 5800 block of Mountain View Boulevard. Complainant reported their iPhone was taken from their desk at a local medical facility. The phone is described as an iPhone 8 with a rear wallet. The wallet contained bank cards and driver's license. Debit card was used at a business in Ladner with a $206 charge. The store video showed a Caucasian female, 5 feet 5, long brown hair, 100 pounds and glasses with an aqua top rim. Investigation to continue with possible identification of the suspect. April 29, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported a male visited their home and identified himself as Alex, a stockbroker, and offered the complainant an opportunity to invest with BitFi. The complainant gave the male access to their bank account. During the period of a week, the male withdrew a large sum of money from the complainant's bank account. The complainant, realizing they were the victim of fraud, immediately canceled their bank account. The bank is currently investigating the fraud. April 30, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported their social media accounts and email had been hacked. They were concerned with what may happen with their personal information. Police attended the complainant's residence and determined the hacking consistent with phishing, trolling scams whereby users are locked out of their accounts to lure them into the scam. Nothing has been demanded of the complainant at this time, and they have informed banks, Equifax, and friends of the situation. Complainant to contact police if there is any unusual activity as a result of the hack.